Where is it, Mace? Let's hear it, Mace. There it is. There it is. All right, T-Raj, a couple days off. He's going to go do his thing. What's going on, boys?
That's exciting. Yeah. On Pebble Beach. It's one of those times I wish I golfed. I wish I could golf.
You know who lives on the seventh hole at Pebble Beach?
Who's that?
Jim Nantz. His house is there.
That's good living out there.
That is.
He has a one-hole golf course at his house.
Does he really?
That you can go and
not good for him.
But that's a good point. I'm with you. I'm not much of a golfer. So if I go, I'll go take a hike all the time when I'm in San Diego. I'll go hike Torrey Pines.
Yes.
Here is one of the best. Have you ever played Torrey?
A lot.
Okay. So
yeah.
Well, you could speak to it
probably
more.
Probably like the best public course in the country, right? Right up there.
Well, Pebble's public.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
But that's, Mace, isn't that one of those things where it's like, I can't truly appreciate the golf course because I'm not a golfer, yet I want to walk around and experience what a golfer would do. Golf is one of those sports where if you don't...
And it's kind of the social aspect of it that I miss out on, right? Because, like, you know, you go, you pick up a foursome, you play. I'm just not good enough to be able to do that. And then Ireland says you can't be a looky-loo. Is that the term you use?
Yeah,
a looky-loo.
They don't even let you anymore since COVID. They don't let you. There's no such thing as spectator carts anymore.
Right, right.
They kick you out.
And you're not allowed to have a caddy.
Well, some places you have to have a caddy.
Right. This place, do you? Your place?
No, that's one of the reasons I love Mountain Gate.
You don't have to have one.
But you do at LACC, you do at Bel Air.
But if I went into caddy for you, could I caddy for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mace, we should go golf. Just pick the nicest golf course and you and I.
And just hack
and
it
just
away.
And just see the people behind us incredibly frustrated.
Right.
I will do this. I have no problem picking up my ball and continuing to get out of everybody's way.
Oh, yeah, me
I
too.
Don't
play
piss
through.
Yeah.
Play through.
I'm not trying to upset everybody behind
no,
us.
Yeah, no, me either.
Okay, did I tell you I did an hour and a half on Sunday?
An hour and a half of
yoga?
No, really?
Wow. Was it hot yoga
hot
or
yoga.
Normal yoga?
Hot yoga?
Okay, so remember I went last week or whatever it was,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So the idea was hours
playing
like
the yoga
max.
Music. Yeah.
Hours the max.
Okay.
That's if I'm doing 60 minutes, that's a
sure, that's
good
hardcore.
Day at the office.
Yeah.
So we get there at the 10 a.m. class. I think it's 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks it's 1 hour.
Right.
Getting about 10:45-ish.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, I'm still in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm, you know, granted, I can't do a stretch if my life depended on
sure.
it.
Sure.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Right? That's all you can do. And get to about like 10:55.
Yep.
I'm like, wait a minute. This has to be an hour and a half. We're not even through like 70% of the poses.
Right.
I ended up going the full hour and a half. I never want to do an hour and a half again. That's way
right.
too long. 90 minutes is way too long.
But you rolled through. How many sun salutations? The very beginning.
The sun,
chaturanga, up dog, back.
Two of everything, which is, I think, the only... I think you do, in the 60-minute class, I think you do two in the beginning of some stuff, but then everything is just one stretch through.
How about a handstand? Did you do a handstand?
Hell no.
You can't do a handstand. Handstands are easy.
I think you've done... Have you done it in
I've
here
done.
Before?
I've done it. I've got a really good handstand.
No, man. I'm
against
trying to...
the wall. I know people that do a handstand, like, in the middle of the room, and I'm like, you are friggin' kidding me. They get up into a handstand and then land perfectly afterwards. I'm like, that is...
Okay.
Unreal.
I changed my strategy, and you tell me if this is
okay.
the right thing or the wrong thing. I was in the back of the class
yeah.
the first time I went.
Okay.
This time I decided, well, there's so many kind of distractions being in the back, and I'm trying to look at myself in the mirror. They tell you, hey, look at yourself in the mirror. See if you're doing this right.
That.
See if you're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I don't want to look through three people to see me because I'm looking at them.
So now you're
looking
directly into the mirror?
Just me in the mirror.
That sounds awful. It sounds awful. I would hate to watch myself doing yoga.
Okay, but at least...
I'd be so hyper self-critical, it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's the most
it's hyper... like I'm not even close on this one.
I don't think... You're supposed to walk out probably out of yoga feeling good and encouraged about yourself. I think I'm discouraged by the time I'm done. Because I'm watching myself saying, how the hell are you doing these poses? I'm actually not taking it too serious. I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to roll
That's
with
good.
It. But I thought being in the front of the class was actually better. I'm just basically looking... Where you are is where the mirror is.
Mm.
So that's how close to me. I could almost touch the mirror with every pose that I'm doing.
No, see, that's not
but
for
I can't
me.
Do
that part of it's
class.
Not for me. 90 minutes is really hardcore in hot yoga. In hot yoga, it is.
I'm going to have to go tomorrow, too. Tomorrow, but 60 minutes.
Is Lady Slee dragging you to these classes?
She's been dragging
me. So I heard Beto talking about he bailed on the, was it the LA Marathon?
Yeah, the marathon. I don't know if it's the L.A. Marathon. I know marathon coming up.
Because it's
so
that time of year. I think it's, it's the L.A. Marathon. It's normally in March, I think, right?
March or April. 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
I guess you guys know, obviously Mark Cates has been doing this for a while. There's a few of the guys
on the
other
side. Is he
doing
it again? Is Cates doing it again?
Cates is doing it again. I guess there's a few people on the sales side.
See, that's the kind of thing you do once. I'll do it once.
Or zero.
Or zero.
Did you ever do a marathon?
No, never.
You never did one?
No, I never.
10K is as far as I've ever gotten. About halfway through the 10K, I went, this is stupid. I hate it.
Yeah. Now, my podcast partner, Sue Kalinske, is doing a mini triathlon, which is there's a free swim, there's a bike that I think is 15 miles, and then there's a run that's 4 miles. I don't know how, the swim may be a mile.
So there was this, I don't know if they do it anymore, there used to be this thing called the Malibu Triathlon, and what you would do is you'd get a team, like the three of us would be a team.
Nice.
One of us would take the bike, one of us would take the run, one of us would take the swim. And I did it for 3 years in a row, and I did all three things.
Oh, did you?
But never all in the same day.
Yeah,
Like one time I would swim and you would bike and
Slee
would run.
Was the swim the toughest?
The easiest.
Yeah, bike seems like it would be the easiest.
The run was the toughest for me. The swim was second.
Because the run comes last, too, right?
Right.
Although you're talking about doing it isolated. You're only doing one of them.
So that doesn't matter.
So the swim was the easiest one for you, then the run.
Bike was easiest.
Then the swim, and then the run.
Yeah. So, and the order we did it in, I don't know if it's always this way, was swim, bike, run.
Yeah, that's what hers is, swim, bike, run.
Didn't Cappy do...
I always thought it would have been great to put the swim in the middle, because, then you're...
Exactly.
The run at the end is brutal.
Didn't Cap do an Ironman?
I think he did.
I think he did the Ironman, did he not?
Yeah, I think he did. And this was back in the...
Well, Mace, remember Bob Babbitt down in San Diego in charge of all the Ironman stuff? I don't know if he ever did so, but him and Cappy are friends. So they... Like, Bob can get you into any of that.
Yeah.
So Bob's the one who introduced me to speed golf. Do you guys know what speed golf is?
Just running really fast?
So you combine. We actually did when I was working at KUSI in San Diego, we did a live shot one morning where I played one hole of speed golf.
Yep.
And the producer says, you have 3.5 minutes for this live shot. Can you finish the hole? And Steve Scott, the American record holder in the mile, who's a great guy, was with me, and he goes, oh, yeah. And so he goes, take three clubs. He goes, take like a rescue, a 7-iron,
your putter,
and a putter.
Yeah.
And they start a clock.
Yep.
And you go. You hit the ball and you sprint to it. And you catch your breath, hit it, sprint to it. And your final score is what you shoot plus your minutes. So if you shoot 80 and you play the whole course in 40 minutes, that's a 120.
Got it.
Interesting.
So what did you score for that hole?
For that one hole, I got a bogey, which I was proud of because I was just running back and forth. But Steve parred it and actually shot, I think, 75 that day sprinting, which is really hard to do. And I think he played the whole course in about 35 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's insane.
Yeah, but they have speed golf tournaments now. And the only we had to call around to find a golf course that would let us do it.
Yep.
And we finally found one, and because they had to shut the course off to everybody else because we had TV trucks out there and anything. But it's super fun, but it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So Beto said, you mentioned the marathon.
Yeah.
He's been training this whole time, got to 18 miles in his last one that he did, but his knee's all jacked up.
Yeah, his knee got jacked up.
Okay,
so
I've done a half marathon.
Yeah.
Have you done a half?
I ran cross country in high school, and when it was over, I said, I'm never running again, and I have
Have you ever seen anybody smiling when they're running?
John, when I did the half, this was San Diego does one, America's Finest Half, maybe it is. I know they do full marathons too. And this one takes you from Point Loma, Cabrillo National Monument, which is beautiful, and takes you all the way up to Balboa. So there's a lot of uphill and everything else. If you would have told me, by the time I was done with the 13.1 miles, John, remember John Chin, obviously.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's like a smart all the time. Right?
Yeah. I remember doing it and going to John and being like, John, I did it, man. Can you believe I did it? He goes, imagine this. When you're done with your 13.1, turn around and go back.
Yeah.
When I tell you my legs were done, mentally I was done.
Yep.
Doing a full marathon, 26 miles. Doing a half marathon, I thought was the greatest accomplishment.
Now, a lot of people, somebody told me there's a strategy that you run 2 miles, or I'm sorry, you run 2 minutes, you walk a minute. You run 2 minutes, you walk a minute. excuse me, and that's
and you get a decent time doing
emotional.
That.
Why are you getting emotional?
Yeah. I don't know what's my voice has been so messed up lately. I'm not sure what's going on. I guess I should learn to turn the mic off and cough it out and then go back to talking.
So 2 minutes, you do 2 minutes.
Two minutes running, 1 minute walking, 2 minutes running, 1 minute walking, and you do that through the whole race. Now, does that count as a marathon?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sure, of course.
2 minutes running, walk, 1 minute walking?
It would count as a marathon if you walked 26 miles.
I was
going to
say, if you told me you walked through the entire thing, you definitely get a medal.
Yeah.
Is there a time? Do you have to be
no,
under
no,
a certain
they pack
time
up. They pack up and go home.
You'll be there by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I think at the Ironman, though, the thing that Cappy did, I think they wait for everybody. At the Ironman.
Do they? But, no matter what?
Yeah, but I think that's because you have to qualify for it and it's hard to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that other stuff. But like the New York Marathon, Boston Marathon, LA Marathon, if you're walking the whole course, Mace is right, they pack that thing up and you're coming in when there's a Laker game.
No,
going
I'll
on.
Walk the whole course.
I would do that.
I'll walk a marathon.
I'd walk a marathon. Just give me the medal at the end.
I want the medal. I want the little thing that says your number. I want that. So
that's
they keep
need.
Track of me. And a medal at the end.
What do you think tonight?
They've beaten us twice.
Yeah.
But we're playing better now.
Sacramento's been reeling.
They're 3-3 since the All-Star break. I think the Lakers win. I do not think it will be as easy as the Oklahoma City game. And I'm a little bit worried that Sacramento blew a 20-point lead to the Bulls on Monday.
At home.
And I think they're going to come out mad. Mm. So I think the Lakers have got to be ready. But Lakers at home... I think they get it done, but I don't even know what the spread is.
2.5.
Lakers by 2.5?
Yeah,
Lakers
probably.
By 2.5. Lakers minus 2.5.
It's kind of funny what's happening, too, in the West. Just,
yeah.
Look, they're 10
and 4. Did you watch the Denver game last night?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, absolutely unbelievable.
I know.
Michael Porter goes 10 for 10 against us last night. Can't make a shot.
Yeah.
Or Denver comes all the way back, sends it to overtime, and then KD and Beal can't miss a shot.
Right. I mean,
does Denver play Boston this week? Did
yeah,
I hear
they
that
do.
Right?
I think tomorrow they play each other.
Yeah, tomorrow, Denver, Boston.
Boston's coming off a loss. You see Boston blow their lead to Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
So Boston coming off
well,
a loss.
Well, Denver beat Boston in Boston earlier mm-hmm. this year. I think if it's Denver, Boston in the finals, it's Denver in six. But even if Boston has home court, which I think they probably will,
I would take Denver, Boston against the field.
I agree with you.
Yeah, Denver, Boston against the field.
Well, I did it. In the Super
hey, you
Bowl,
did it.
And I lost.
You lost, yeah. I mean, there can be a squirrel team, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it does seem like those are two teams. What do you guys got going on today?
We are going to do the Mason and Ireland shoot around. Michael Thompson's going to be here. Pepe Mantilla is going to be here, and it's going to be Michael's game today.
All right, and Michael and Pepe will yell at each other for
yes,
2 hours.
Yes.
Give them the floor. Okay, Supercrosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1:17 on a Wednesday afternoon. This song you hear is the great Yachtly Crew performing Steal Away, John Ireland.
Really?
And Yachtly Crew...
Is it true that they're going to be loitering in here later?
In studio at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
That's why I'm wearing the outfit.
You got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
You got the blue pants, the bright blue pants.
It matches the lining, Mace.
The little piping on the jacket.
Beautiful.
There.
Piping? Here we go.
Piping.
A Wednesday edition of Mason and Ireland, the biggest show on the radio, right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now you challenged me, Mace, when you were in a bad mood yesterday to do live imaging today.
I'm hearing
I think that's your phone.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. That's me.
Just in living, stereo, we're available.
Reliving the entire thing. Reliving the entire thing.
Now, you challenged that I would do live imaging. I'm only going to do the open to bring the bit for 360 today.
What is the bit?
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm
you barely said hello to me in the hallway.
Things are picking up. I said, hey, Chris.
But you were like, hey, Chris. And then you like, walked away.
Wait a minute.
Because you look busy. You were doing other things.
I was talking to Carl.
Why is that a thing? If he says, hey, Chris, that's an acknowledgement.
No, it's fine. But you could tell by the tone.
Do I have to like hug you every time or salute you or bow down? I mean, you're in some sort of authoritarian position here. Is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Maybe a careless whisper.
A careless whisper. There you go. No, things are better than they were
You
yesterday.
Feel better?
Yeah, you know why they're better?
Because I didn't get called into a meeting?
No. Freddie Freeman just hit a grand slam.
Oh, nice.
That's
oh.
why they're better.
Nice.
Real Dodgers talk.
Yeah.
Did you get
yeah.
cupped over the evening?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you about that.
It's pretty serious cupping.
Yeah. So it's funny. That's why I'm going to acupuncture tomorrow because my neck is. I slept weird on my neck and I can't shake it.
Right.
Should I do the cupping too?
Yeah, do the cupping. Absolutely.
They offer that.
Oh, yeah, do the cupping. The cupping is awesome. I know how to cup.
You've offered to cup.
I've offered to cup you guys. Oh, you know what? It's interesting. Juan is sort of softening on the idea of you guys in my house.
So you went home last night and you said, that stinking Morales.
Yes.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
And
Juan said, we'll invite him over.
Yeah, and Juan bring said, him over. That's a weird response.
Here's how we'll get him. We'll win bit of the year.
Yeah. He said he wants video of us draining the tub after you are in it. Yeah.
You should do that anyway.
We would do that no matter what.
Now, we're going shirts and skins in it, though.
Who's going shirts in a jacuzzi tub?
I meant skins is what I really
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
We're going to full skins.
Oh, no.
No?
No, no, no.
How about just
no.
Speedo, though? Not Trump, Speedo.
You in a Speedo, that is, you would not show
It will
up
be legendary.
Oh,
come on over to Manhattan Beach, Chris. We welcome all comers.
Morales in a Speedo. Look at Michael. Michael's like, yeah, Morales in a Speedo. And a little sailor cap. That's perfect.
Well, tonight's a big night, a must win.
It is a must win.
Coverage,
it's a critical
game. Are you
game.
Guys going?
I am not.
I will
what?
Be there.
What?
I'm not going.
What? Not even for a half?
No. I will go home. I will watch it in the massage chair. And I will. I'm expecting a victory. They have got a chance to pull within a half game of the seven, right? They've got a chance to be. They're about three games out of the six right now. Two and a half out of the six.
Yeah, because stinking Denver didn't show up last night against Phoenix.
They'll have only a half game between them and Sacramento for the seven if they win this game tonight.
Correct.
And
that's where they were last year, the seven.
The bad thing is the schedule's really tough. The good thing is they're playing all the teams that they got to catch and that they got to beat.
Right.
Coverage is at 6 o'clock tonight. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off. Michael and John have your play-by-play at 7:30 on 710 AM or in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app.
We're going to be taking the show live out a few times.
What?
Bergman told me we're taking the show out live
for March
a few
Madness.
Times. Yeah, for March Madness.
Well, one time we're going to Islands.
To Islands, right, which
in
is
Manhattan
your spot.
Beach.
Yeah.
By the way, I just found out that Islands has a pickleball team, and you know what they're referred to as?
What?
Island Boys!
Island Boys!
That's a good name for them.
Yeah.
You know, I still haven't picked up a pickleball
I
racket.
Have not
that thing
either.
Is in 2 weeks, isn't it?
The last time I picked up a pickleball racket was last year at the pickleball tournament.
It's okay. It's like riding a bike.
It could be very ugly.
It's like riding. I was not good at riding the bike in the first place. Oh. It's not. You saw me play.
You and the president can't ride your bike.
Yeah, you saw. We don't do politics here.
That's not politics.
It is.
No.
Yeah.
I would say that about any president if he fell off a bike.
Jed Bartlett fell off his bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him a grace period. It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's getting better. With
By the way. Anyway.
By the way, that's the pilot for the West Wing.
Yes.
He falls off a bike?
The very first scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rob Lowe, in the very first scene of the West Wing, picks up, he didn't know it at the time, but picks up a prostitute in a bar.
That's when they had John hooked out of the gate.
Yeah.
Got it.
Then I said, this is my kind
of
show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And while she's in, and why it should be your kind of show, is while she's in bed smoking weed.
Uh-huh. Oh, perfect.
And Rob Lowe is in the shower.
Right.
She said, you got a message from somebody named POTUS.
Oh.
And she said, what? And Rob Lowe goes, what? And she goes, POTUS in a bike accident. Come in immediately. And Rob Lowe turns to her and says, POTUS isn't my friend. He's my boss. And that's not his name. It's his title. She goes, title? He goes, President of the United States. Boom! West Wing music kicks
that's
up.
That's a really
and
good
there
start.
There it goes.
Yeah,
now,
that's a good start.
He didn't know she was,
Now,
he didn't pay for
can
it.
Can I
in
make clear?
Season.
I did watch the show. all the way through the bitter election between Jimmy Smits and Alan Alda at the very, very end.
That was a great election.
Which was won by Jimmy Smits,
of course.
Yes, and then he made Alan Alda Secretary of State.
But Alan Alda was awesome in that
show. Yeah, he was.
Right. I love Alan Alda.
See, that could happen today, Mace. The parties come together. Trump wins and makes Joe Biden Secretary of State. What do you think? Or Biden wins and makes Trump Secretary of State.
No comment at this time.
Why not? Yesterday was Super Tuesday.
I don't want to do politics.
Did you punch your ballot to listen more to 710 ESPN?
I punched my ballot. There were things. You know, I voted in one category. Do you fill out all the categories?
Yeah.
How do you pick judges?
If I don't know anything about anything, I just leave it blank.
Yeah, see, I look them all up and like this
I do.
Person,
I read the
person.
Thing, and if something jumps out at me,
so I looked up one, and one was rated not qualified, and the other one was rated not qualified.
Rated by whom?
By the Bar Association.
So we need to.
Don't let that get in the way.
These two people are running for judge, and neither one is qualified, and you're supposed to vote for
Did
one
I
of them.
Did I read somewhere that Chris Darden is up for a judgeship?
Chris Darden was up for a judgeship.
Poor Chris Darden.
Yeah, he comes full circle.
It does.
Yeah, I. By the way, as soon as I saw it, I voted for him.
Because you felt sorry for the life he's had?
It's the name I recognize.
He was a great attorney.
Blew one case.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
yeah, kind of an important one.
Yeah, it was a big one. So, do you know the ESPN LA summer internship program's going on?
I've heard.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Hopefully your read is better than the one they handed me off the presses yesterday.
So, if you are a current college student, you can apply now through March the 22nd. It's a paid internship, part-time, focus on marketing and content and sales. You'll play a huge part in the summer, the Mandy's, the All-Star Friday night, all that stuff. Go to goodkarmabrands.com/careers for more information. And I will say, as I look over in this direction, I see multiple people who work here now that came up through the internship program.
Yeah. Cody Liu did. Parker Bell did. I think DeAndre did.
Yeah. Graham Carlo. Did. Yeah, Carlo. Everybody. So if you know of or if you are a college student, apply by March the 22nd. This is an excellent way. We always say if you want to get into radio, get to a station and hang around. This gives you a chance to hang around at a radio station, and good stuff happens. So go to goodkarmabrands.com/careers for all the information.
And if you go to that website and you see a listing for a 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. host, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're done with those guys, huh?
Don't let them know.
Yeah, I don't know why you're picking on those guys. Are they the new whipping boy?
By the way, I heard from Pete Armogast today. Did you guys get your pictures?
I did get some pictures. I haven't looked at them.
I didn't get a thing from Pete.
He sent like 12 images.
Did he? I gotta find him.
Great to see you. I was like, uh-huh.
How did that go with you? Did you have feedback? I know Pete was sketchy about you.
I still owe him $50.
Oh, really? He's still holding out for the $50?
I think he's still negotiating
the table with $50
more? When he sees you,
first
thing he says, I need another 50.
$50. Here's a picture. Charge $50.
I thought Pete did a very good job that day.
He did a great job.
And he navigated what could have been a very awkward situation right out of the gate.
Yes, he did.
Good for him.
Yes, he did. No, it's hard to believe it's only been a week. Oh. How has your Hall of Fame reign been so far, John?
I'm very disappointed in myself.
Oh, what happened?
I'll tell you next.
Damn.
That's a good tease.
That is a great tease.
I have not been this disappointed in myself.
Really?
In many months.
Okay.
But I am.
We will do that.
And it affects this show, too.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't retire, John. He doesn't,
I'm not retiring.
He doesn't have the mental capacity.
I'm not retiring from the show.
That's all I need.
I may have
week.
To retire from something else. I'll tell you what it is.
Oh,
next.
Come on. Oh! It's not a signature event, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. No, I won't be at the pickleball tournament losing to Mason and Lindsay with Lisa as my partner.
Highly unlikely. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so Lakers versus Sacramento tonight at Crypto. Let me throw $10,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers right here. How about Lakers -2.5 versus the Kings tonight at Crypto?
I like your chances.
Yeah,
I like your chances.
I like this one.
Can I tell you why I'm disappointed in myself?
Let me let Greg do this thing real quick.
Real fast. I think it's a great bet, Mace. And by the way, when we do Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. What are you disappointed about, John?
Okay, so you guys know in The Godfather, after
here comes Michael. There's Michael. All right. Michael's rolling in. What are you disappointed in himself about?
All right, so in The Godfather, remember when Sonny gets it at the toll booth?
Sure.
And there happens to be a guy in town in New York that owes Marlon Brando, that owns Vito Corleone, a favor.
Right, the funeral guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And Marlon Brando says to him, they roll Sonny's body into the morgue, and he says to the guy, I want you to use all of your powers and all of your skills. I don't want his mother to see him like this.
Yeah. Right, it's pretty good, Brando off the cuff.
I used all of my powers and all of my skills, and I could not get the stains out of Laura Romo's
pants. No, really?
I am so friggin' disappointed.
Oh, no.
I'm disappointed because those were new pants.
All right, no, but Laura, I'm going to cut you a deal because this is going to make me lose sleep.
Okay.
Those are new pants. Did you buy them for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, what did you pay for those pants?
I think like $50-ish.
All right, I'm going to send you $60 for those pants. No, here it is. No. And then I'm not giving up. I am going to continue to work on those other pants. Yes, the whole reason I'm giving you the $60 is I want to hang on to the pants she gave me.
Yep.
Because I'm just not ready to take an L. But it's like I'm down 60 in the second half of an NBA game.
Yeah.
Laura, I've never had that particular challenge.
Like, what is the stain?
Okay, popcorn oil.
Yeah.
Popcorn oil,
and if you type in, this is a thing.
Yeah.
So if you type in, how do you get out popcorn? Like, I used all my regular stain removers, hand washed it.
Yep.
Didn't work. So I go to the web. They say, okay, here's what you do. You get bacon. First, you put WD-40 on it.
Really?
Okay. Then I did that. Yep. And then you put baking soda and you scrub it in with a toothbrush.
Okay.
And I did that. Then you put this specific type of dishwashing liquid and you scrub that.
Yeah.
And then you hand wash it again. And I thought, Laura, I had it. I had it so it was less noticeable, but then the mistake I made, I said, I got to get it all out. And they said, sometimes you got to do it 2-3 times. And when I did it the second or the third time, it just, the oil spread and the pants are, now I've got a problem. So I'm not giving up.
Right.
But I'm taking a temporary L.
But in other words, there's oil already, and then you put more oil with the WD-40.
To get it out. And it did take it out.
Yeah.
But now the oil just spread to other parts of the pants.
Okay.
So you overpromised and underdeveloped.
Underdelivered.
Underdelivered, yeah.
I did overpromise and I did underdeliver, and I've rarely been as disappointed in myself as I am right now.
So you know what national day it is,
so you
Michael?
You are no longer the stain whisperer.
No,
I cannot take that claim.
Michael, you know what national day it is?
Let's see. It has something to do with a pie.
No! Actually, there is a weird pie day today. Somebody look that up. It's like vanilla cream cheesecake.
What's wrong with that?
I think. Nothing's wrong with it, but how did it get a day? I've never even seen it on the menu.
All pies deserve a date.
So it's National Dentist Day, and I hate going to the dentist. I am not a dentist fan. It scares me to have metal things put into my between my teeth.
They numb your gums. They don't feel nothing.
So here's the thing. I only do it with nitrous. Like, if you give me nitrous, I'll do it. But for like 3 days, I've had... I eat popcorn every day. I've had a piece of popcorn stuck right here.
It's irritating, isn't it?
Don't get the
oil on your clothes. No. I can't get it out.
I cannot get this popcorn out.
Floss wouldn't work.
Floss, one of those little floss picks.
Yeah, right. Nothing works.
Well, nothing works.
Well, it's worth it going to the dentist if it's irritating you. They just got to pick it out.
Bergman says put a piece of paper there. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, Bergman, you take a piece of paper, you stick it between your teeth, and it gets it out. Yeah, just like that. It'll get it out.
That's not going to work. If a pick won't work.
It's not going to work.
No. So fold it in half.
Fold the paper in half and go in between.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Push it back and forth.
There's no way this piece of paper is fitting between my teeth.
I do it all the time.
Camera. That's why.
What's that?
He knows you're on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about that. I do it all the time. That's how I get things out of my teeth.
I tried a toothpick.
No, it's not gross. Man, that must be really deeply lodged in your gum.
That paper will not get in between my teeth.
It does it for me.
Interesting concept.
Does it all the time?
No.
Every single time, get it out.
Yeah. So there's an interesting story that developed, Ireland.
Okay.
The other night at the Lakers game when Greg Bergman and Billy Mack and Sleeper?
Lindsey Fulton.
Lindsey Fulton were all sitting together at a table in the press room.
Okay. Yeah. When I walked in, they were sitting at that table.
Yeah.
And you walked in and didn't sit with them. You went to a table completely solo.
Right.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Now, is that something you normally do? Do you want to be at a table with nobody there to talk to?
Yeah. Because I only have 10 minutes. So if I sit down at a table with people that I know,
right,
I don't eat.
Okay.
Yeah, but then people sat down with you.
But you didn't know those people.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
So I just ate.
So you're kind of like, you go into a zone and you've got 10 minutes to eat
right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Do you get into a zone before you do a game?
No, but I don't waste any time.
Why can't you eat with Billy Mac and Lindsay at the table?
Because they'll talk to me the whole time.
So you don't have to talk back, just talk, just eat.
Just be rude.
Let them talk at you. Let them talk at you.
I was just a little offended. I was like, we only get to talk to you 3 hours a day.
No. The other thing about that was, so Lindsay, Greg, and Billy were all at the same table?
They're square tables now.
No, they're circle.
They're still circular,
and they don't fit four people.
Yeah,
they don't. I mean, so I just look for... They've ruined that room.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
That room has been completely... The people at AEG, who I love, AEG's one floor below us.
Yeah, right.
We love Michael Roth. He's our guy. Lee Zeidman, those are our guys. They have ruined that room.
Was that Roth's idea?
He says they didn't even consult him.
It wasn't Michael Roth's idea?
No. Here's what happened, and I don't blame him. They built these bunker suites, Michael, that you walk through all the time.
Yeah, they're nice.
They look cool.
Oh, yeah, they're very
nice. And so somebody at AEG came to the conclusion, well, the media pays us nothing. And if we build these bunker suites, we can charge a fortune. Screw the media. Let's build the bunker suites.
Right.
So I understand why they did it.
But the bunker suites don't buttress up next to the Chick Hearn media.
But they had to. The reason that the Chick Hearn media room is smaller mm-hmm. is because they had to build out the bunker suites. So that's why it's not even half the size it used to be, Michael. It's like a third, right? Yeah.
So
I mean, I haven't seen you in there yet. You don't hang out down there anymore.
I go down there to kiss the ring of Stu Lance for a little bit, then I go upstairs.
Yeah, you go upstairs.
After I pay my homage to Stu.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter think you should maintain your aisle seat because it was Bill Sharman's granddaughter.
Thank you. See there, Ireland?
Yeah. Lots of people on Twitter.
I just want you to not stop talking in the middle of a sentence during the game.
Yeah, you should finish a sentence. Right. Finish a thought first.
Yeah, by the way, I supported you. I gave you a free pass on that screw-up.
Yeah.
But now if you do it again, Bergman already told me, you're done.
Yanked. You're done.
He feels like he's been more than fair with you.
I have, and we talked about it last year when we originally put you back there. If it one time, you only had one chance... So now you're out.
You're lucky that girl was Bill Sherman's granddaughter, or else you would be off.
If it was a rando, you would be done. If it was a rando, you'd be through.
Just be one of your groupies, then you'd be out of there.
I don't want to say I would ignore her, but I wouldn't have stopped if it wasn't Bill's granddaughter.
Got it. Hey, don't forget, it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays this week. That means there's something that we will say today that will be on the 5-question quiz on Friday at 3:30. Answer them all right on Friday, and you're going to be at Lakers-Timberwolves. That's the Sunday game, right? Lakers-Timberwolves is the Sunday
night,
game?
6:30, yeah.
So that is the game, and you will be in the fifth row for that game, but you got to pay attention to absolutely everything we say for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Mason in Ireland. Oh, spin the wheel of questions next, 710 ESPN.
All right, Laura, what do you got?
All right, guys. So yesterday I decided to go to dinner and I saw one of my guy friends having dinner at the place that I was, at.
Yeah.
But he was with another woman.
Mm.
Wasn't his wife. They seemed very cozy.
Okay.
I left it alone because none of my business.
Right.
But when I was leaving, I just kind of did the nod and said bye. And he smirked and winked. So my question to you guys is, do I tell his wife?
Oh, this is a good one.
So who are you better friends with, the wife or him?
Okay, so I met them at the exact same time, already married.
And he's smirking and winking?
So he smirked and winked when I left.
That's the international symbol for don't tell my wife.
I know, but then now I feel bad because it's like I saw.
This is a very interesting question. Michael, what advice do you have for Laura?
Stay out of it. It's not your sister, not your close cousin, so just a friend, so leave it alone.
I tend to lean towards Michael.
Okay.
You never know what's happening behind closed doors and within a marriage.
True.
For example, I have said many, many times on this show, I don't know of any woman ever in my entire life that admits she's in an open marriage. Mason says he knows several.
I know a girl who's in a throuple.
Right. Okay.
With another girl and a guy.
So you don't know. And by the way, Laura, if you do tell his wife, that's, you can't be friends with either one of them.
No, that's going to blow up. That'll detonate on you.
And we all have, like, common friends, so it's just, And I was like, why gotta be me that saw them?
I'll give you a reverse of this one time. Well, Greg, what do you think? Do you think
Greg
walked away? He went to
the
can.
Should Laura tell the wife or no?
I probably wouldn't. Yeah, it's to the point. You don't really know what's going on. One thing I would do, though, I would go home and we would gossip about it.
Yeah, no, true.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I did call Christian.
Yeah. What did Christian say to do?
Christian's very upright, so he didn't like it. He actually wants to talk to the guy.
He wants to talk to the guy. Oh, well,
he wants to talk to the guy.
The guy alone.
So, okay, that's where I was going
to
go. So I once had a friend.
Might have been a business dinner.
Oh, no.
Not with a smirk and a wink.
No.
And smirk and a wink means, no, this isn't business.
He's closing a deal.
Different kind of, but he is closing a deal. You're right, Michael.
So, Mace, tell me if you would have handled this the way I did.
Okay.
I have a friend that I've known for 30 years.
Okay.
Fellow sportscaster.
Okay.
And we both ended up in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he's not in LA anymore.
Okay.
And I heard, and I know him and I know his wife, and his wife's awesome.
Still together. Oh, okay.
Not, at the time, the yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And had three little kids. I knew the whole family, know everybody. And everybody knew that I was friends with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody unsolicited comes up to me and goes, you know, he's having an affair with so-and-so, with somebody else I knew.
Right.
And I said, really?
Yep.
And yeah, for sure. And I went, oh, that's disappointing. And I didn't say anything. Then a second source, like completely independent of the first source, came to me and goes, yeah, you know, he's hooking up with her. And I went, okay, I'm going to call him.
Call him.
I called him.
And he's
not her.
He's the better
friend.
He's
my friend.
Right.
Yeah. And I called him and I said, this phone call could alter our friendship forever. And I don't know how you're going to receive it, but I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I've heard from two different people, independent of each other, that you're having an affair. And if I'm hearing it, eventually your wife's going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said this, I got this unsolicited. People just know that I know you and they came to me. And so I feel like you should know that's out there. And I had no idea how he was going to react. And there was this long pause at the end of the line. And he goes, you know, there were a million ways you could have come at me with this. And I really appreciate you doing it the way you did.
Mm.
He goes, I'll handle it.
Yeah.
I go,
yeah.
Okay. I'm still friends with him.
Yeah.
He's no longer married.
Right. Right.
It caught up with him. But
yeah.
would you have just stayed out of it?
I would have stayed out of it entirely. It is none of my business. I don't want to be up in anybody's business. I don't like anybody up in mine. I don't want to get up in anybody else's.
So,
I think that's a pretty good rule to follow.
Head down,
pencil up.
Okay. So do you guys
play your own ball?
Remember when Jeff Perlman wrote the Showtime Laker books?
Sure.
Do you remember we had him on the show and Michael was in studio with us like he is now?
Right.
And we said, hey, Jeff, and he kept, Mike, I'll be surprised if you don't remember this. And he's talking to us about the book, and he goes, oh, Michael is in there with you guys. You know, Michael is part of a trivia question about my book. And I went, oh, cool. What? Great. You know, what is it? He goes, one of two Showtime Lakers that never cheated on his wife. And we all just went, what?
Really?
Yeah. Remember that? He said, you and Kurt Rambis.
That's right.
He said, everybody else.
Wow.
Nobody.
Well,
said,
I mean.
And I went, Jeff, you just went public with that? He goes, trust me, they all copped to it.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, and he goes, the thing I heard a lot was, except for Rambis and Michael Thompson, those guys were all playing.
Yeah.
And
isn't that sort of.
Do you think that's true, by the way? That you two guys were the only two?
I don't know, because I never saw my teammates off the court. I would just
you're a testament to this. When we go on the road, you kind of stay in the hotel.
I just don't go out. I don't go. When I was in L.A. as a single guy before Julie joined me down here, I just would go home after practice and rest. I wasn't a going out type of guy, so I wouldn't run into anybody anywhere.
You didn't ever go out and just like hit the clubs?
No. When I was in my early 30s and I came to the Lakers and I was single and good looking, I was always invited to go over to the Playboy Mansion. I never went. I said, for what? I don't know. Nothing over there for me.
I went to the Playboy Mansion twice.
I went once. I thought it was incredibly overrated.
Yeah.
The grotto looks like a disgusting place where disgusting things have happened.
I thought it was very dated.
Yeah, very.
But some girl walks up to me in a Playboy bunny outfit and goes, hi, John. I turn, I look at her and I go, hi. She goes, you don't remember me, do you?
Oh, boy.
And I went, so who put you up to this? I go, there's no way I wouldn't remember you. She goes, we've met. She goes, I sat right next to you. I'm thinking, on a plane? It was one of the Toy Time girls that Singer used to bring in on the old Fox Sports West show.
That's right.
You and I'd be throwing footballs. And so it was during Home Improvement where Pam Anderson was on. She was called the Tool Time Girl.
Yep.
So we invented the Toy Time Girl. We probably couldn't get away with this in 2024.
Nah, I don't think we do it now.
But she was one of the girls. And she ended up marrying a football player. Jennifer Walcott. She ended up marrying,
I remember Jen.
Adam Archuleta.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're still married.
Jen was
she
really
was super nice.
She was a great person.
But she goes,
still is.
When she started with, hi, John.
Yep.
You don't remember me, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, somebody here put you up to that. There's no way I'm not remembering
you. So I want to, the Dodgers are playing today. I want to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, there's five more runs just scored.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto got lit up today. He gave up five runs in three innings. I'm pulling up the box score right now. There's some talk that he might be tipping pitches. And Bergman says he can see it. Bergman says he comes to the set, he comes to the ball, and it's clearly going to be a split. Now, I can't believe it's that easy. If he's tipping in that obviously.
Mark Pryor has confirmed it.
But tipping in that, obviously.
Mark Pryor came out and said, I see if you can find this.
Greg Bergman can read his signs?
Yeah. Apparently what he's doing is he's showing his glove to a part of the center field camera that can see it clearly.
Right.
So he's got to change his delivery. And Mark Pryor has
it. The batter can't see it.
Yeah, but if the center field camera can see it, then somebody in their dugout can signal the batter. That's how the Astros scandal happened.
How are you going to signal the batter?
Just yell.
Trash can.
Nobody's gonna do that. But yell what?
Okay, so you're at bat.
Okay, I'm at bat. Okay, I'm on my stance. I'm ready to go. I'm waiting for the pitch. You got 10 seconds.
You got it. If it's and I have a super loud voice.
Yeah, my eyes are on you. It's
no,
pitcher.
No. Your eyes on the pitcher. You're hitting. Right. You're into your stance. If it's a fastball,
okay.
I'm gonna yell, square it up, Michael. Square it up. Let's go. Mm-hmm. If it's an off-speed pitch, wait for your pitch, Michael. Wait for your pitch. Come on. It's just I'm just doing chatter. Oh, okay. I'm just doing regular baseball chatter, but it's code. If I'm talking about your bat, square it up.
Okay.
Big swing. If I'm talking about it's an off-speed pitch, wait for your pitch, Michael. Good eye.
But where's the monitor that he could see this?
It's in the dugout. Yeah.
So he's looking at the camera and he's turning around screaming?
No, he's looking at the TV and he's screaming.
So here's
he's like this. All right, Mace, square it up. Square it up. Let's go.
That means fastball. Yeah.
All right, Mace, wait for your pitch. Wait for a good one.
Sit back.
That means slow pitch.
So,
you think that's happening?
Michael, did you not read anything about the Astros scandal? This is exactly what they did.
It actually can't happen. Here's what Mark Pryor said. There's always different things that you're looking for. What can hitters actually see? What can hitters actually react to in time? Do you need a runner on second base? So there's different variations of tipping. Sometimes it's gloves. Sometimes it's tempo. Sometimes it's a guy sticking his tongue out. So there's all different types of things. At the end of the day, you're trying to figure out what is actually actionable for a hitter to act on in real time. Now, what you described would be a way for hitters to act on something in real time.
Well, when the Astros guys were banging the drum, it was based on if it was two bangs, it was a fastball. If it was three, it was off speed.
But wait a minute. You're not allowed to have a monitor in the dugout, are you?
Well, there are monitors in the dugout now.
You can watch the game on TV
dugout? And what the Astros did was they set up a separate monitor in the hallway.
In the hallway, right.
And then that's how they communicated. That's,
I've never seen a monitor in a Dodger dugout.
Is there a monitor in the
dugout?
Well, I
think they have all the iPads and stuff, but I'm pretty sure there's a rule because of the Astros that they can't access the
center field cams. Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to have a monitor in the dugout. Yeah,
right, but next time you're at Dodger Stadium and if you have your media pass, walk out of the dugout and look in the hallway, and there's a big monitor there. There always has been. It's so the security guards can follow the game.
But it would be difficult to, from back at that monitor, yell, squirt up.
No, but.
Mace, get a megaphone.
Okay, you're at the.
Yeah, copy.
You're at the monitor. Laura's at the plate.
Yeah.
You're behind the wall in the hallway.
Okay.
And you say to me, and I'm this close to you, but you're around the corner. You say, fastball. And I go, all right, Laura, square it up. Let's go. You say to me, it's a curve. Laura, wait for your pitch.
This is exactly what the Astros did. You can't do this. You can't use technology to give yourself an advantage.
Legally,
this is what the
you cannot.
Well, no, but it's if you find out people are stealing signs off a monitor and signaling hitters, you're doing exactly what the Astros. That is cheat gate all over again.
Is it? Wait a minute. Is it if you don't get caught?
Sure, it is.
Well, if you don't get caught, how would anyone know any different?
Right, but I don't.
By
think...
the way, when the Astros got caught for this,
you're not even have an iWatch on.
I read all these reports.
Yep.
All these reports suggested that it wasn't just the Astros, that there were four teams doing it. Astros, Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers.
Yeah, it's never been verified.
Right, but I'm just
never
saying.
Never been verified. But what
all
you're
these reports are suggesting.
What you're describing is not legal within the rules of the game.
No,
you're not allowed to use technology. Like, you're correct. Not even allowed to have an Apple Watch in the dugout.
Yeah.
So you're talking about doing what the Astros did.
Mm-hmm.
You're suggesting that that's what they're doing to Yamamoto, and it's a spring training game. It's not likely. I think it's more likely to be the way he holds his glove, Pryor said, and I wonder if this might not be it, if you stick your tongue out before a certain pitch,
okay,
lick your lips before a certain pitch,
that's what
tipping is.
So remember everybody was accusing Yu Darvish of tipping his pitches in that Game 7 against the Astros? What he didn't know is the Astros were cheating.
Well, but Game 7, I don't know that the Astros were cheating in Game 7. Do you?
Well, nobody knows how many times they did it. They were doing it at home Kershaw blew the 2 5-run leads at the game you were at.
That was in Houston.
Yeah.
In Houston, they were able to do that. I don't know that they were. I've always assumed that Game 7 at Dodger Stadium came down to this. The shortest start of Yu Darvish's career was Game 2 of the World Series. He lasted 1 2/3 innings.
And he didn't last much longer in Game 7.
No, he lasted exactly 1 2/3 innings again. And I always thought that there was like some emotional breakdown. These guys got to me. I'm coming off a terrible start. It's in my head. But I don't know that I don't think the Astros were cheating at Dodger Stadium. I don't know that there's a way they could have.
Well, here's one way you can. If Yamamoto is doing that with his glove.
Correct. Now, okay. That's Yamamoto tipping a hitter.
Right. But I'm saying, if there's a runner on second base,
right,
he can see it. So if I'm on second base and you're my teammate and you're at the plate. Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's actually completely
okay, but I'm just saying, if Yamamoto is tipping his pitches and I'm on second base and I see him, like let's say when he's going to throw a curveball, he puts his elbow, his palm way
sure,
up high.
Way up high.
And then
right.
when he's throwing a fastball, he keeps it lower.
Yeah.
I can,
as a hitter, I can see that, and I know.
Right.
And somebody's figured out that, hey, when he does this, he's going
to
throw
all
this.
All I'm doing to you is, it's just like signals in old school baseball. I'm grabbing my ear, I'm grabbing my helmet, you know, something that nobody other than you would know what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it still goes on.
But if they did what you're suggesting from a monitor in the clubhouse or in the hallway or whatever and
right.
signaling somehow, then that's exactly what the Astros did. You should lay down the law and bust that team.
Right. Well, they would if they catch them.
Manager should be
you
suspended,
you don't
all
honestly
that stuff.
Believe that no one is using electronics to cheat anymore, right?
I believe they watch it very, very closely.
I think that they're doing whatever they can to walk right up to the line, and when they walk over it, that'll be, you know, somebody will get
right. No,
slapped.
I think they're not walking over it.
Yeah.
I think are ways to do it. Like, for example, Yamamoto, I think, is tipping the hitter directly.
Right.
I think that's what Pryor
with his hands
is talking
or his glove.
About. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day. Maybe you have a reaction to that. 877-710-ESPN. Also want to talk about what is potentially I know we talk about this team being a super team, and they are, but what their potential weakness is, particularly in a short series. We'll do that coming up, plus 877-710-ESPN. Lakers got to be in must-win mode tonight. Chance to pull within a half game of the 7 and still bearing down on the 6. They play Sacramento tonight. You'll hear the game here on 710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day now on 710-ESPN. ESPN.